This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Browns surprisingly fired three offensive coaches, including coordinator Alex Van Pelt, after a playoff season where the staff found production from four different quarterbacks. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the complicated life of offensive coordinators as the Browns have hired Ken Dorsey to help run the offense.
Well, Van Pelt was with the Browns for 4 years, which actually is a long time for an offensive coordinator. I looked at the Baltimore Ravens, for example, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been with the Steelers. John Harbaugh with Baltimore, each for more than 15 years. Harbaugh has had seven different offensive coordinators. Now, two of them became head coaches, but the others were fired, and the Steelers just hired their fifth. So basically, you'll get about every 3 years as an offensive coordinator, you're probably going to move up or move out. And here's the other part of that job is it isn't particularly held against you. In my mind, Alex Van Pelt didn't deserve to get fired. He did. But so what? He just got hired as offensive coordinator in New England because New England goes, well, what did he do in Cleveland? Didn't look that bad to us. Bring him in here. Because a lot of times, whether it's fair or not, a head coach realizes a way I could get another year out of my job after a tough season is we'll change the coordinators. Remember last year when the Browns were 7-10 and their defense was bad, rather than fire Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, they fired the special teams coach and they fired the defensive coordinator and brought in two new guys. But this time they looked in a different direction.
They fire Alex Van Pelt, bring in Ken Dorsey, who had just been fired from Buffalo.
On top of that, he was fired 10 games into the season. A few things are going on there. Number one is, when you talk offense with the Browns, what is the one thing that hovers over the whole Browns offense?
It's the quarterback.
Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson, this last year, I would give him C+, B- as a grade. You don't make the guy the highest paid quarterback in the NFL for that kind of grade. And on top of it, you give him a contract where you can't get rid of him. We basically have talked about that. He has three more years guaranteed, no trade clause. Now, the Browns don't want to get rid of Kevin Stefanski because, after all, they went 11-6 with four different quarterbacks. It was a fun year. But Kevin Stefanski kind of serves as his own offensive coordinator. What they wanted to do is just get, as they say, a different set of eyes on Deshaun, a different voice, a different way of trying to figure out how to get more out of Deshaun Watson. So they decided to go with this Ken Dorsey, who actually played for the Browns as a backup quarterback for a couple of years, like around 2005 and 6. He was quarterback's coach in Carolina when they had a guy named Cam Newton, who went to the Super Bowl, very athletic, very unscripted. And then he went at Buffalo. He was quarterback coach and then later offensive coordinator with a guy named Josh Allen. Allen is the same thing, a big guy, very athletic. Where Dorsey really grew a lot of praise is with both Allen and Newton, he helped their accuracy as passing, along with the fact helping to design offenses to highlight these guys being athletic.
So Ken Dorsey's job is to get Deshaun Watson playing like the quarterback they wanted him to be.
And it's a harder job than I think even Dorsey imagines. The last full season played by Deshaun Watson was 2020. So it's a long time between the Deshaun Watson Pro Bowl quarterback of 2020 and who he is now. But that's job one for Dorsey, is to work with Deshaun, get him playing that well, and also to come up with some offensive ideas that Kevin Stefanski could integrate in to make Deshaun Watson look better.
So will this work?
I have no idea. I'm serious. And it has nothing to do with the merits of Ken Dorsey. You are somewhat a victim of your location. I do not know how good Ken Dorsey is. I honestly don't. But I also know he's got a very tough challenge with Deshaun Watson, and he's in a very weird job.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.